Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Okay, we're live on the air. This is Joseph Gibson. I'm Blog Talk Radio. And I'm trying to get my caller here, my guest on the air. And I've had a little bit of problem here. But this is an introduction to tomorrow night's show. And what I'm trying to do is promote this show for tomorrow night. And tomorrow night's going to be the real big show. I'm going to have many people listening. And this is like a practice run because I'm new at this and I don't know what to do or how to operate this studio. I'm kind of new at it. So what I'm going to do is try calling a guest right now. And I'm going to see if he'll pick up and see if he'll get on there. I got him on the line right now. I'm going to give him a call and see if he'll go on air with me, okay?
Hello.
Yes, Peter, how you doing?
Well.
Well. as you know, I've got you on the air right now on
Blog
Talk Radio. Put you
Blog
on the
Talk
spot
Radio?
Because,
thank you.
Well, yeah.
You call me?
I did.
It's quite a
and
surprise.
And I've got about five people listening because this is an introduction show, because the tomorrow night I have about 1,000 people that are going to be tuning in. I can only take 50 callers. But I figured since I supported your show that we'll see if you're willing to return the favor. I know you have church tomorrow night, but I don't know what time your service ends, your time. I know 8:30 I'm going to be going live. But you and I have had some complications lately, and I just want to hear your side of the story. We have about 5 people listening tonight, but they're friends, so they know you.
Kind of like Facebook, eh?
Yeah, in a way, I guess.
Yeah, I think personal problems should be dealt with personally. I don't think it has to do with anybody else.
Yeah, but one of them is my wife.
Yeah,
and the other,
see you later.
You know? What's that? Hello? Peter, are you there? Okay, I lost him. Oh, well. But anyway, I had Peter on the line there because I wanted to call him out. Obviously, I have my wife on. She's on the other line, 336-349-3966. I see her on the switchboard, so she's tuned in like I asked. And this is an introduction show. Peter chickened out. I tried to call him out and put him on the air because, you know, I supported his show in the past. And Blog Talk Radio sent me an email, and they wanted me to come on and, you know, voice my opinions and basically do what I did when I was on the Sound Doctrine show. And what had happened was is Peter, who blackballed me basically, and he thought he was going to get the advertisers and the support that I was getting when I was on there. And you see what had happened was is it's just the opposite. Last week he had 3 listeners. So, he should have kept his word and kept me on there as a guest. And he lied to me as a friend. And so, therefore, I tried to call him tonight on the air live. And obviously, you see what happened. He hung up. So he chickened out. He's not a real Christian, obviously. I thought he was. And obviously, I was deceived. And I'm sorry. This is a person that I've invited into my home. And he stayed in my home as a guest. And I must say, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that he's acting this way. I guess money gets the best of you. You know, when you're wearing that suit and tie and you think you're somebody important, you forget who your real friends are. And that's a shame. But we're going to address that tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the big show where I'm going to have many friends and many family members call in and actually be listening in to the show. And, I hopefully they'll call in and participate so I don't have to talk so much because I want to hear what other people have to say. But if they don't, that's fine. I have plenty to say. Tonight, like I said, is just the introduction. And the introduction basically is, the problems we face as Christians today, living in today's world. Today, we live in a very different world than we did yesterday. And, I'm 40 years old, and I see a big difference from the way we lived, when I grew up as a teenager, to the way the teenagers are growing up today. And it's really shocking to see what is happening. I become frustrated at the ignorance of people in society today, where they only care about themselves. Nobody cares about their fellow man anymore. I'm not saying everyone's like that. Of course, there's good people out there. There's good people out there who are willing to help you, but the majority of people out there are only out for themselves, and it's a damn shame. And I feel, we should really, as Christians, and if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you're a church-going Christian, and you participate in your local church, and you're a pastor or what have you, like Peter, he's a pastor of a so-called church out in San Diego, California. I've already studied this church, and I believe it's a fake church. I believe he's just extorting them for their money. He's using them. But we won't get into that tonight, maybe in another time. Because this show here, I want to basically what they asked me to do is do what I did, like I said in prior shows. Go after these phony balonies that are using people for no reason. The people that are asking for donations, these people that are accepting money and using it to go out to dinner and buy their fancy cars and their trucks and their three-piece suits. I mean, not to harp on Peter, but here's my friend Peter. We're out on my back deck in the summertime, 90 degrees. He's wearing a freaking suit. We're all out here in sweatpants and dressing casually. What do you have to prove? Do you feel you're that important that you always have to wear a suit and tie? You know, God, Jesus doesn't care about that. Jesus said, come as you are. You know, you need to know your Bible. And all these fake pastors, you know, I visited a lot of churches years ago when I first moved down here to North Carolina, and I could not find a church that was really scripturally teaching the right way. I'm not saying I visited all churches, but what I'm saying is I visited a lot of churches, and a lot of them were really in apostasy. They're out for themselves. They're out for their music, big fancy services. They're out for voting drives. They're out, you know, they're out for the world, and they're not preaching what really we should be preaching today as Christians. And that's, you know, one of the things that concerns me. As a Bible-believing Christian, I believe we should, you know, convict our fellow brothers and sisters of their sin. And the Bible does say that. When you are preaching the gospel, you will convict a sinner of their sin, and they will see that. And either they're going to repent, or they're going to continue to go in their backslidden ways. And I don't have any problem being convicted of my sin. You know, I mean, I really don't, because I'm not perfect. And by all means, I'm far from perfect. And you know, in the beginning, like I said, I was criticizing Brother Peter, but he's a pastor. You know, and I'm not saying he has to be perfect either, but he's a pastor of a church, and he should be ashamed of himself onto this show tonight and supporting me like I supported him. He hung up. He's a coward. He's a coward. And I saw that tonight, and I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed I ever knew him. I really am. Because I asked him to come on tonight and support my show, and he did, and he wouldn't do it after I brought many listeners to his show. Well, like I said, folks, last week when he was on there on his show, he had 3 listeners, and I was one of them. So his show's going down the tubes, and all for good reason, because, you know, we had some powerful shows with Brother Nathan and Peter that on those Thursday nights. You know, I had my grandmother on there, I had my wife on there, I had my mother on there, I had my brother on there, and we had some other Christians on there that we do not know who they are, but they called in and participated, and we had a lot of powerful testimony and witnessing going on that show, those shows, excuse me. And I had my father listening, my grandfather in Florida listening, and we had a lot of participation where we gave testimony as to how, where we all called in and we communicated with each other and we bonded. And that was important. That's what Christianity is all about. We bond and we communicate with one another. And, you know, I'm really saddened at the fact that certain Christians claim to be your friend and they're really not. It's a shame. It really is. And, you know, I'm going to take it upon myself as a personal mission to break that church up in San Diego, California. I will contact the members of that church and let them know what is going on, that their church is being mismanaged and funds are being misappropriated, and I believe they should have a different pastor of that church. I mean, you know, if you're not going to have a pastor who's going to stand by his friends and his Christian brothers and stand for what's right, then I don't think that's a person that should really be leading a church. I'm not ready to lead a church. I know that. I'm a sinner. I know I am in no way ready to lead a church right now in my current life, the way that I live. I smoke cigarettes, I drink, I swear, I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm a Christian, but I'm a sinner. and I recognize these things. So in no way am I prepared to lead a church. Am I going to do it just to collect the money? That's what Brother Peter's doing out there in California. And he's wrong. He's wrong for what he's doing. And we're going to convict him of his sin. We're going to convict him, and I'm going to contact the treasurer of that church, and I'm going to contact the members of that church, and we're going to break that church up. It does not need to stand where it is, because he's a phony baloney. Anyway, back to the reason why we're doing this show tonight. It's a quick show. It's not going to be in length. It's going to be very short, actually. We have a show coming on tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m., and like I said, I'm going to have many family and many friends who are going to contact me and call in, and we're going to participate, and we're going to talk about the problems we face today as Christians, the problems we face in our day-to-day lives, things that are troubling us, you know, and we're going to compare it to Scripture. And that's what Bible teaching is all about. I don't need to sit here yelling, talking about Scripture and 2 Timothy, Paul did this, Matthew did this. People don't want to hear that today. You know, people are living here and now, and they know they're in trouble, and they want answers. We don't want to hear, give me $20 and I'll help you out. You need to donate to my church. You need to help out so we can tithe. You need to help out. People don't want to hear that anymore. They don't want to hear it. What they want is they want help. They want spiritual healing, okay? I need to go out and preach the gospel to all the world. That's what Jesus commanded. No. Not true, okay? The gospel's been preached all around the world. Everybody knows about Jesus Christ. Come on. We all know who Jesus Christ was. The gospel's been preached. Everybody hasn't been saved yet. We know that. So let's start saving souls. The gospel's already been preached. We don't need to read the Bible every day like a broken record. Okay, we quote Scripture when it's right, and we compare Scripture with Scripture when it is correct. We don't need to do with what, for example, Brother Peter's doing out there in California, the same old boring nonsense. Nobody wants to hear that nonsense anymore. People are living here and now, and they have problems. They need help, and it's up to us as Christians to unite and help each other. And if we're not going to do that as Christians, we are lost. And we know we are living in the end days. We are living in the end days, friends. And we need to wake up and help each other and care for each other and try to do the right thing. Like I said, I am a sinner. You're a sinner, the people that are listening tonight. I know. We've got a few people in the chat room. You are a sinner. Yes, I'm not saying you can be perfect. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody. None of us can be perfect, but we can try to better ourselves. And that's what a lot of these churches refuse to do today. All they care about is their money, their big buildings, and their cars, and their suit and tie. What a shame. What a shame. And that's why you have that scripture in the Bible where Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. And that's what's going to happen. And that's why it's up to us to try to help those people. Look, he's going to know you. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because all these people are going to say, Jesus, we did this for you. We had a big church. We dressed up in our suit and ties. We walked around with our Bible and our fancy clothes. We had food banks. We gave food to people, you know. Jesus is going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. And that's what it's all about, folks. Today, we are living in the end times. And we need to wake up. I mean, it's sad that you have to realize the people who you would have thought were your friends are not really your friends anymore. Because they have a lot to lose. They don't want to lose that brand new van they're driving. They don't want to lose those big donations they're getting every Sunday. So they don't want a controversial person on their show every Thursday. They don't want a person that's going to create conviction of their sin. They don't want a person that's going to call out the government for the evil, the abortions that they're committing, the murder they're committing. They don't want a person like that. We don't want to make waves. You know what they say, these phony balonies? We're just passing through. We're not of this world. Oh, give on to Caesar what is Caesar. No, 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 sorry. That's not what it's all about. Can you, in good conscience, sit back and watch evil flourish without trying to help and do the right thing? Can you, in good conscience? If you can, your soul is really lost. Are you saved? That's not up to me to judge. That's up to God. I can judge what's happening in the world. I can't judge whether or not you're saved or not. But those of you who listen tonight, I thank you. This was an introduction show. I'm new to this studio thing. I've got a bunch of things on my computer screen, and I really just beginning how to learn to use them. I've been practicing today. I see my switchboard. I've got about 5 callers. One is my wife, of course. I asked her to call in, and she did, of course. I have one person in the chat room, so we don't have very many people listening tonight. I'm not going to lie. But we have some. And I know tomorrow night on July 5th, 8:30 p.m., we're going to have a lot of people listening in. And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a powerful show. And so bear with me. I'm new at this switchboard thing. I'm my own producer. I'm my own host. And they asked me to do the best I could because, you know, this is really a private industry, Blog Talk Radio. It's on the internet. And, you know, it's up to you to operate things. And I know I received a lot of support from, you know, the shows I did in the past. And so I'm doing the best I can here. So bear with me. But I hope to hear from all of you tomorrow night. And those of you that are listening tonight and the people that are going to listen tomorrow night, we're going to have a great show. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I feel it. I can feel the passion. I can feel the power. And I can feel the Lord. He will bless us. And I hope every and each and every one of you participate. No matter what you have to say, I will hear you out. I won't cut you off like these other guys did. I will not try to talk over you. I'll let you say what you have to say, I promise. So what we're going to do is pray ourselves out tonight, and we're going to end this show. And I thank you, and I'm going to go ahead and archive this show. And like I said, this is the introduction. We're at 22 minutes. This is a 30-minute show, so I'm right on time here. I'm doing pretty good. So I'm going to pray us out. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing me to practice tonight, and I have the time to practice. And I thank you for helping out my family, and I thank you for my wife, who's bearing my son. I'm glad that I'm happy, and I thank you, Lord, for blessing us with a healthy children and a healthy baby that's going to be born and a healthy wife who's going to bear that child. That's very important. It means a lot to me. I'm very worried about, you know, making sure that she stays healthy. So thank you, Lord, for blessing her. And thank you, Lord, for the people who did listen in tonight. I don't know who they are, but I hope they tune in tomorrow night for a great show. And, Lord, I ask that you bless me to speak spiritual and powerful things that are wise and satisfactory to you, Lord. Because all that matters is if I satisfy you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I thank you. And good night to everybody out there.